The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace as we gather for our final midweek Lent worship opportunity. Really what we're doing is we're learning to count very slowly in Advent. So when we count, when we light the candles, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. And sounds so simple, but it slows us down. It helps us see that we're taking one step closer to Christmas by journeying one further week in. If you think about it, that's a good way to look at the presents that are under our tree. It's not good to just jump in and do them all at the same time. It's good to count 1, 2, 3. This evening we're continuing our series on the names that were given to Jesus even before he was born. And those names were given by Isaiah the prophet 700 years before Jesus was born. And we know them from that famous hymn, Handel's Messiah. The names are Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There's so much hope, so much comfort in just getting into what those names actually mean. So tonight we're going to take a look at the name Everlasting Father. Just a couple of notes before we begin. One is that our worship schedule for Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is on a Sunday. It's this Sunday. And we're going to have a 10 a.m. Service that's a Sunday service like we would in the Sundays of Advent. It's the fourth Sunday in Advent. And then the evening service is going to be at 7 o'clock. That's carols, communion, and candlelight. Very special service with special music. And, of course, communion is going to be offered. Both of those services will be live streamed. So I know we've had quite a few people asking that question, so you can access our services via our YouTube channel and also the Facebook page link. And then before we begin, there have been numerous prayer requests that have been shared via email the last couple of days for Brad. And so we're going to pray for Brad on our service here tonight, but I thought it might be good even before we begin to just share an update, because I know people are wondering about that. So Carl said I could ask somebody. So is there anyone that can give us an update from the Holestos? Yep. Whoever. Clark? Yep. Go ahead. Yeah, you can just, share with us. Yep.
So he had a surgery yesterday. It was initially just kind of a probing kind of thing. They didn't really know what they were looking for, which is why it was a little scarier. But they found some things that looked like they could fix those. That was really great to see. They ended up removing his gallbladder as well, which is something they were going to do a few weeks from now. But they were in there, and they were safe enough. They removed the gallbladder, and that went all successfully. So it's full recovery mode right now. They still kind of sedated him, so he's still under at this time. They're going to bring him back up tomorrow morning. And they have him kind of open up right now, let the swelling reduce. So just prayers for continued healing. And the recovery is kind of ebbing and flowing a little bit, so there's highs and there's lows. So just continued prayer for speedy recovery. And things are looking more positive, which is good to see. But again, it kind of comes and goes. So
yep.
I really appreciate it.
Yep. Well, we love your family very much, and we want to make sure that we're covering every moment in prayer with the Peace family. So really appreciate any updates we can get from anyone. So just a couple notes about our worship service tonight. The order of worship is hold an evening prayer. I think did everyone get a bulletin as they came in? I think we're covered. This is a sung service between pastor and congregation. Just a couple notes. Psalm 141, it's on page 3. There are two parts to that. I will be leading the group one or leader part, and Karen Motlock is going to be leading all or group two. And you have the choice of just joining whoever you want to sing with. So there's options there. There is one hymn. We do not have projection tonight, which is just fine. Just be prepared for that one hymn. That one hymn is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's in the green hymnal, hymn number 60. So go ahead and flag that heading into the service. So that's good. And then in the prayers towards the end of the service, we'll have a moment of silence. And that's just a beautiful time, really, to recognize that God, He hears our prayers. He also knows that there's a passage in scriptures that says He knows our sighs. So sometimes when we don't even have the right words to say, He knows what we're thinking. And so that moment of silence I love, because it recognizes those sighs that we have in our heart. He's listening to those. So if all you have is just sighs in the moment of silence, that's great. But if you do vocally want to share a name or a concern or something that you're thinking about heading into Christmas, you can do that as well. Share that concern or that name. That's what that moment's for. Okay, excellent. I invite the congregation to rise as we begin on page 1 with a service of lights.